Hi, I'm Chris, and welcome to Gravity Space Radio. I've got a new friend, or somewhat new friend, Scott Colby in the wings here, and he wrote an amazing book called The Grateful Entrepreneur, and let me bring him in right now. So how you doing, Scott?
Hey, Chris. I'm well. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm glad we could do this. We've been talking about it for a few weeks, and it's glad to do it. And like you said earlier, we were mentioning back on Facebook, I kind of feel like it's like a morning gratitude meeting, which I totally want to start my days with gratitude meetings.
Yeah, it's always, you can't go wrong by having a gratitude conversation. I mean, it just sounds so cool, right? And it, I'm sure it'll boost your mood, my mood, everybody watching will hopefully get a lot out of this. So thank you again for having me.
You're welcome. You know, it was, I think it was 6 years ago when I started my gratitude journey. I remember I met with a friend I hadn't seen in many years, and he was an AA, and he told me, you know, he said, well, they have a gratitude meet. There's a gratitude AA meeting. I was like, somebody used the term gratitude meeting, right? I hadn't heard that before. Like, I never heard it. And I was like, it's like, I got to check this out. And I remember going, and it just, it was really beautiful, man, because these people were like, I get to pay my bills. I get to see my kids. You know, like it was such a there was real appreciation in a group setting like I've never seen before. It was really raw. And it just, you know, the mere reflection of appreciate what you have was like so in the room.
Yeah, I love that. I hadn't heard of that either, a gratitude meeting, but I love the phrase get to. I actually was first kind of made aware of using those two words when I read the Life is Good book. So you might be familiar with the Life is Good brand. They sell t-shirts and based around optimism. So they actually have a book they put out a few years ago. And one of their chapters is all about gratitude. And one of the ways to look at gratitude is to use that phrase that you just did, those two words, get to. So instead of I have to pay the bills, I get to pay the bills, or I have to go to work, I get to go to work. Not everybody gets that privilege to do those things. And we need to be grateful for, you know, even the things that maybe seem to be a little bit not great. You know, oh, who wants to pay bills? Well, we get to. If we're paying an electric bill, means we have a nice house, right?
It means there's electricity. It means there's the refrigerator's running. It means that the air condition's on. It means that your computer's, you know, you're being able to use your internet, right?
So you really got to dig deep, you know, to internally to really think about that. But that's part of living in gratitude, is when you can check your language and take a step back and think about those things. Like, oh, yeah, paying an electric bill is a pretty cool thing now.
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, then thinking, you know, in my book, I write about water and how easy it is just to get down the, you know, the rabbit hole of gratitude in the matter of water. But it's just like, you know, you got it. There's so many layers of like the fact that it's coming, you know, it's coming into the house, you know, it's somewhat filtered, all these things, you know, and it's, you can get it hot or cold, and it's like pennies on, you know, you're paying pennies on the gallon, you know, of this. What do you use for water? Well, I have my water, you know, I make my coffee, you know, there's different things cleaning. There's so much the bathroom, right? All these things, which, you know, a big percentage of the world don't have. And then you got to go, well, people, you know, there's people right now in other countries that are traveling miles to get water, which may poison them. And at the same time, who knows what's going to happen when they travel back and forth, but I get to wake up, literally walk, you know, steps from my bed, and I have access to this life. You have to have life fluid.
Yeah. And that's just another example of things we, most of us probably take for granted. And it's eye-opening. I mean, one of my first eye-opening experiences was a trip to Guatemala I took. I've never been to a developing country that didn't have, you know, some of the luxuries or the things that we have readily, you know, they consider probably water a luxury. We consider it, hey, it's at our fingertips. We can have it whenever we want. And that was a real eye-opener for me that, hey, not everybody has access to clean water. I mean, I guess I probably knew it about that intuitively in my head. But until you go experience it and talk to people that don't have access to clean water readily, it really makes you think about the good in your life, and it brings you a shift in perspective.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've been thinking a lot recently and talking to people just about how do you what's the best way? How do you appreciate the normal? Because, for example, like two guys like you and I, we've always probably had a roof over our heads. You know, there was no issue with food in the fridge. So it's like, how do you appreciate these things that, you know, that is easily taken for granted? Because unfortunately, the mind is you get a new car and 3 weeks later, it's not a new car anymore. And it's just like, you're now you're just driving it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I found like, you know, intentionally with my journaling in the morning, I'm focusing on these things that I my everyday stuff, that which is really good. But unless I give it attention, I'll take it for granted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I a book that I read, I love, and you'd probably like it too, Flip the Gratitude Switch by Kevin Clayson. I can introduce you to, but he talks about finding the awesome in everything. So like, hey, I'm stuck in traffic, right? And like, what's awesome about that? You might be late to work, you might be late for an appointment, you're not moving very fast, and most of us have that normal reaction, like we're a little bit negative, we get anxious, we're mad at the people in front of us. How can you flip that gratitude switch and find the awesome in that situation? And again, it goes back to like, well, if I'm sitting in traffic, I have a working car. Some people have to walk everywhere. They have to take public transportation. So yes, I'm grateful for the car that I get to sit in and drive. Like, oh, I'm stuck in traffic on my way to work. Put that in perspective. You have a job that, and again, it goes back to, you have a job that feeds your family, that puts a roof over your head, clothes on your back. Not everybody has a job. Some people are homeless, and really it takes practice, right? I don't think it's always, you can flip the gratitude switch at any moment, but I think once you do it on a consistent basis, that's when I feel like you're living more in gratitude versus just how some of us may just kind of go through the motions, writing down three things we're grateful for, and we don't really dig into it deep. Once you dig into it deep, I think your perspective changes, you live in more gratitude, and it becomes an actual part of your life.
For sure. Yeah. That's, that's something I talk about in my book too. It's a gratitude cubed. It's the idea of taking one thing and expanding on it, because one thing, actually, there are dozens of things you're grateful for that are just connected. They're separate things, but you start with this, and then it's like, bam, bam, bam. Just like you said, we talked about, you know, if you talk about you're going to, you know, you're like you said, you're stuck in traffic. Okay, well, I have a car, I'm going to work. What is work? I get to work. I get to, with that money, feed my family. I have a home. You know, it allows me the convenience to go to the movies or watch Netflix or, you know, all these. There's like there's constant things that are tagged on that. And it works with, like, you know, it works with people too. When you think about, so speaking of the work with people, and I'm doing this more often. You know, I like to give gratitude. So we're here in this space, which is awesome, right? Because we're both into gratitude. Obviously, we have things in common. You're reading my book. I've read your book. These great things. But I like to go, how did this happen? Who am I grateful for? What were the mechanisms, you know? And I was looking back because I wanted to make sure I had this right. And it's our mutual friend is Austin, right?
Yeah. Yep. And yeah. I was introduced to Austin. I mean, I've had one conversation with Austin because I was introduced to him by another gratitude guy, Darren Hollinsworth. And so, yeah, I feel like I've got this like chain of gratitude people that I keep meeting because other people are introducing me to those people. But yeah, Austin was the one that brought us together.
Yeah. So Austin, so I want to just give a shout out to Austin and say, thank you, Austin. I'm grateful for you thinking to connect me with Scott. But I was even, you know, I look back, I was like, How did Austin find me, right? So it's like, you know, in the last 6 months, I got more use on LinkedIn. And Austin interviewed Georgian Benton, who runs the Gratitude Podcast.
Yeah.
And because he knows Georgian, he somehow heard me talk on Georgian's podcast. And then he reached out to me through, you know, LinkedIn. So it's like, you know, there's like a spider web there. It's like, Georgian's awesome. You know, I think he's an awesome guy. You know, a couple of years ago, he did an interview for my website, you know, and then he had me on his podcast. And from being on his podcast, I realized how much I enjoyed this format, where it was actually part of my decision to start my podcast, you know. And then Austin eventually hears, and he may even heard when I was releasing the book, because Georgian was nice enough to let me to come back on. So that's actually, that would make more sense. So it's like, Georgine was nice enough to allow me to come back on to promote my book. And then Austin hears it. He connects on LinkedIn. And then next thing I know, I'm talking to Austin. And he's thinking of other people in this graduate community to connect me with. So there's like, again, like, you know, going back to what we were saying, like, I think, you know, starting graduate practice, baby steps are, like you say, list three things, which is great. But if you want to take it in depth to this cubed idea, if you're going to say, like, I'm grateful for my coffee, you go, why am I grateful for my coffee? Then you could literally go down, you know, there are so many, you know what I mean? Like, there's a wormhole of gratitude underneath. Right. That's like really, literally is like the tip of the iceberg. And there's so much underneath it. And when you start to list reasons or like people, you start to get excited. It becomes like an emotional experience opposed to if I just say my coffee, there is, that is emotionless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And well, two things to that. I love when you went back and like, all right, how did I meet Austin, Georgian? And then you can go back, like, how did I even meet Georgian? And then you can just keep going back and thank those people. But when you brought up coffee, I know, you know, AJ Jacobs, right?
Right. Yeah.
Thanks a thousand. And he's thinking of all the people responsible for his morning cup of coffee. And he don't really take a step back to think about it. Well, what about the person that manufactured the lid, or what about the truck driver that brought the ingredients over, you know? And it just goes on and on. You can really just, yeah, go on probably infinitely. And as far as who you can thank for your morning cup of coffee. So that was a really good concept that AJ really dove into with his book.
Yeah. He's awesome. He was so kind, again, like with him, like, you know, he was so kind to do an interview for my website. And then, you know, my book was coming out, he was gracious enough to write a blurb for it, which is the one that's on the cover of the book.
Right. Right.
But yeah, his book is so great. It's not too long, and he's so great in his journey. And I think like his book is just, obviously he took coffee, but like, it just showed the example so well, which works with anything, almost any, you know, you could say your car, you could say your home, like, you know, like there's so many, like, you know, even the industry you're in, right? Like, mm-hmm. You know, you could say your computer you're using. I mean, you could go down, I mean, just to, you know, it's a rabbit. I like it. It's like a rabbit hole of gratitude. Like, yeah. It's just really like, do you want to take a step into it and start to get really emotional about it? And like I said, I think people and places, it's so easy, you know, it's so easy to do. Like, if you, obviously it's nice to say things are grateful for, but what if we, you know, if you start to go in the morning, let's list three people, or let's look, one of those three things is somebody in my life I'm grateful for. And you go, why? And then you can allow to go through that emotional experience. Like, why am I grateful for this person? Like, what have they done to make me smile? You start to think about, you know, maybe you had coffee with them or the first time you met them, or I don't even know, you know, it's like, but you're bringing back like happy memories, right? Because mm-hmm. unless we recall, they're just kind of buried there. They're just kind of sitting there waiting for her to make a smile, right? Because again, we have so much, there's so much. It's like, what, yeah. It's trigger, you know?
Yeah. And that's why I love like the art of writing a handwritten note, because you get to appreciate somebody. So instead of just writing it into a journal, you write it into a handwritten card, and then you mail that card to that person. So not only are you experiencing the memories of that person that you shared the joy by writing something down, you're mailing it to that person and they get to share that experience, which reminds me of like, or we talked about Austin brought us together. Then what's happened after we got brought together, you introduced me to Chris
Shimra.
Yeah, and his 747 gratitude experience. And now I've connected with people from that experience, which I know we'll probably talk a little bit about. But one of the things that we did was like, who do you need to express appreciation to that you haven't shown a lot of thanks to? And okay, I got to think of who in my life am I super grateful for that I haven't really told. And so then I get to share that with that person. And just, yeah, it's like this never ending, you know, gratitude chain, which I love.
Yeah. I totally want to speak about the experience, but let's, you know, let's back up here. I want to hear I want you to share your gratitude journey, where it started. I know there's a lot there, but I would definitely want to hear about your trip. Yeah, anyway, I'm not putting words in your mouth, so I'm gonna let you share that experience.
Yeah, so I alluded to my trip to Guatemala, and I had, of course, had heard of gratitude prior to that trip, but I really didn't probably use it in my life or experience it in my life before that trip. So I went to Guatemala in July of 2014 for the first time, and I've been back one time since. And it was to build schools for a really rural, poor community that had a really one room classroom for like grades 1 through 8. So it was really crowded, cramped living conditions, not really good conditions to learn. And so I found an organization called Hug It Forward, and they build schools out of plastic bottles, which is super cool. So what they do is if a community wants Hug It Forward to help them build a school, they'll, as a community, collect about 10,000 plastic bottles, stuff it with trash. So here's just, I use this as a prop for my talks. We can put a lot more trash in here, which we would if we're gonna be using this as an eco brick, which is mm-hmm. what they call these. But essentially you stuff about 10,000 of these plastic bottles with trash till it becomes very solid. Put up chicken wire, put up the bottles within the chicken wire, put cement over it and paint it, and that's the classroom. So I went to have an experience. I was looking for more fulfillment in my life. I knew I wanted to volunteer to help kids. And I found Hug It Forward that builds these schools, and I thought that would be great. I would love to take part in that. So I went in July of 2014, not really knowing what to expect. And one of my very first memories of that experience was the bus ride over from the hotel where all the volunteers were staying. There was about 20 to 25 of us. We had about a 60 to 75 minute bus ride to the community where we were going to be building the school. We were just doing a small portion of the school for about a week. And as we arrived at the school site, I looked out the window and I was completely taken aback because it looked like the entire community was out there to welcome the volunteers. And as I stepped out the bus, I noticed that they had formed two lines. And so we were walking in between this crowd of people, almost like we were walking down the red carpet. So they were waving the American flag. They were playing music. They were giving us hugs and high fives. And smiles and just saying good morning, but buenos dias. And I felt more love there than I can really remember feeling in my own community, in my own neighborhood or wherever I was living. And I thought, now that I look back at it, I was like, why do I feel so much love there by strangers, by people that I don't know, people I've never met in a strange country? More so than I do, you know, in my own neighborhood, my own community, at work, at home. Why am I feeling this outpouring of love by strangers? And that combined with my week of being there, where I learned that these people had very little, like we talked about, very little clean water, not much food. They don't have, you know, the things that we take for granted, technology, cell phones. But they were smiling the whole time and so grateful and appreciative. They were so blown away that they were just getting a classroom built. I mean, something that most of us would probably take for granted. They're ecstatic right. to get a classroom built. And so that really stuck with me. And I came back. I was living in Denver at the time. And I came back and just really decided, how could I live my life in more gratitude? Like, you know, some of the things that we've talked about already, but also how can I share it with other people and spread it to other people? Because I'm probably like most people, I don't like negativity. I don't like complaining. So what's kind of the opposite of that? Being positive and being grateful. So I started, say, with Gratitude, which is my company. And the way I started it was just literally by sending out more thank you cards to not only people that are important to me, but even my clients and customers, because I like, that's an easy step to take, right? You write a handwritten note, you mail it off, and somebody feels the gratitude. And that's what I love about it. Somebody actually gets to read the card. You know, most of the time we're getting junk mail, bills and advertisements. And so I actually had kids in Guatemala design the artwork for the card. So this is just one example. And so a kid, this is a, it's on the back, but the 14-year-old designed this. And so I wanted to create this circle of gratitude to where like kids in Guatemala design the cards, and then, you know, people can come to my website and buy the cards, and then I donate back to Hug It Forward, that's building schools in Guatemala. So that's kind of back in 2014, 2015, how I started that mission. Or actually, sorry, that's when I went to Guatemala. I didn't start the company until 2016, and that's what it looked like, you know, a few years ago. And that's how my gratitude journey really started.
I love that, man. You know, I, you know, my story is similar in the sense of, you know, you said, what can you do? You know, you had this experience and you wanted to share, you felt this gratitude and you wanted to somehow initiate other people into, you know, you're writing these letters and you're like, how can I get more people to share what they're grateful for by writing? You know, my first website was called lettersofgratitude.org, and I was just initiating people to write letters on their birthdays to other people in their lives. That was the simplicity of the idea. Again, just encouraging people to sit down and write, you know, to somebody in their life who they're grateful for. It was always very directional. It's like, okay, I want to help create this moment, and I want it to get to where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know, take it home type of thing. Which is, I'm still working on that idea. You know, I still like, even, you know, I do a birthday gratitude episodes, and the whole point of that is very simplistic. I'm asking an individual on their birthday, who are you grateful for in your life? Because I want them to share that. And my hope is that they're going to share the video with the person, you know, it becomes like a gift to the people in your life. You know what I mean? So like I'm doing my best to recreate, to be the, you know, the conductor of that experience.
Yeah, I love that. And I love like a video idea, handwritten notes. And I know like in this day and age, we're overwhelmed with just like stuff. And there's easy, you know, there's easy ways to do things like, hey, let's just post a, you know, somebody's birthday, I'm going to just say happy birthday on their Facebook timeline or send them a text. But they're probably getting hundreds of those messages. So how can yours stand out if you're communicating happy birthday to somebody? And one way to do that is with a handwritten note or a video. But even taking that idea one step further, yeah, on your own birthday, give love to others that mean a lot to you in your life. And that's just completely turning the happy birthday on its head. And I love what you did. When it's your birthday, who do you want to say thank you to? And I just love that concept.
Thanks, Scott. You know, it was interesting. After my birthday passed, my friend Dino said, where's your birthday gratitude episode? And I was like, ah, oh. I did write a letter to my wife and I did post it. So I did something, but I was thinking if he would have mentioned a week before, I'd be like, oh, this would be great. I could have Dino host me on my platform so that I could like, just, you know, do my own thing. So, he put that in my, my mind for next year. But, you know, I mean, the thing with the birthday, it, you know, it's just, we just need more excuses. You know what it is? Like, you just need more, just like, we just need more excuses, more like tie-ins to our life to be able to trigger these moments, right? Like, we just need, you need, you know, so the great thing is, when I write out somebody, so the cool thing is, like, obviously Facebook, I can see people's birthdays are coming up. So it's like, I can write them and go, well, I see your birthday's coming up. Would you be interested in this? And then it's like, either they don't write me back, which is fine, or a conversation is had, you know, they're like, oh yeah, I'd like to do that. Or, you know, it just triggers an opportunity, right? I'm basically just giving them an opportunity. I'm going to go, your birthday, would you like to do this, you know, with me? And as you know, like when you get to encourage somebody to share what they're grateful for, you obviously get to share what you're grateful for, but it becomes this mirror reflection. And I, you know, I feel like I do want to get into your book here in a second. You know, I feel like there's levels of a gratitude practice, or you would almost say like, if you were an athlete, obviously there are different skill sets or different, you know what I mean? If you were training, like more intense, more fulfilling things. And obviously, you know, so like the baby steps we talked about, we listening to three things you're grateful for, but the pivot, the pinnacle to me is when you can be in a place where you can actually be a catalyst for gratitude. And being a catalyst, I've talked a lot about this, you know, in the last 3 to 4 months. It's, there's so many ways to be a catalyst for gratitude. You know, simplistically, just listening to somebody, you know, showing up and letting them know you see them. You know, obviously you could be as simplistic as handing somebody a sandwich, or just, you know, respecting someone's time, sending a message out on someone's birthday, like you said, making a personal message, sending a greeting card, like a card, like you said, that's being a catalyst for gratitude. There's a lot of just being kind, whatever that is to you, right? Just being kind. I don't know what, you know, that's a million and one things, right? Like, but, you know, for people like us, you know, I do it very cut to the chase. You know, I get in this space because we're gratitude guys. We can just have conversations with people and say, well, who are you grateful for in your life? You know, you're literally, it's like, we're just in that creates the moment, right? So The magic in creating the moment is it becomes a mirror reflection. And then we also get to share, and then it's a memory. It becomes a memory. We created like a memory and gratitude opposed, you know what I mean? Like it's a real thing. And I can't get enough of it. And that's why the idea of a gratitude meeting, like to technically what we're having right now, is so freaking great.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and like this conversation will be something that is a memory for me. Whoever's watching, you know, may come up with an idea like, hey, I love that concept of a gratitude meeting or a gratitude dinner, or just writing more cards or giving thanks to somebody else on my birthday, to somebody that's meaningful in my life. I mean, this could be a catalyst to five people doing their own gratitude thing, and like it'll just kind of keep growing bigger. Like we're creating this big web of gratitude. So yeah, passing it on and giving back.
Oh yeah, there's so many ways to something like conversations and gratitude can ripple out. You know, I did a birthday gratitude one with somebody I hadn't talked to, Chantel, and I hadn't talked to her in years, and it was great. You know, it was awesome. We had a great time. I learned a lot about her. She shared some wonderful gratitude about, you know, about this. Anyways, the next day she goes, my mom listened to this, and like it really touched her just because she was sharing about the family, you know, and like, you know, it all sprinkles out, you know. People are going to see you, they don't know you, or they know you, and they're going to go, just going to kind of check in and hear what you're saying. And it's just those little stop-ins. You never know, you know, like I wrote in my book, it's like you never know when something's going to hit you. You never know if you're going to be present enough to hear something that's going to reflect on you. And the more we can, I consider this like gratitude art, the more we can plaster it all over the internet, the better the world's going to be.
I love that. Gratitude art. Yeah. We definitely need that on like social media platform. But the other thing is like, just real quick, is like, you know, sometimes we'll put out a video like this and we'll see a few comments or a few reactions. But there's also people that kind of are watching silently in the background. And I've noticed, I've gotten kind of firsthand feedback from people who might say like, I never comment on your stuff, but this one video really changed me, and this is how. They might send you like a private message and you're like, wow. So even though like a video might only get a little bit of engagement, who knows how many people actually watch it, and then it kind of moves them and changes their life. So that's, I love it. Let's plaster the internet with as much gratitude art as we can and just really continue paying it forward.
For sure, man. I like the analogy of we're just planting trees. That's all we're doing.
Yeah.
It's like, you want to plant a tree today? You and I are planting a tree. That's what we're doing. And the cool thing is we get to benefit from it. We're right next to it. So we're obviously getting, I feel like I'm very selfish in the sense I know that I'm getting the most out of the experience by having the experience, right? And then the magic of the time we're in is we're allowed to put that out and just be like, fly like a bird, see what happens. You know, I have no attachment to it. That way it can't let me down. I just know that it's going to do what it's going to do. And it's wonderful. And it, you know, the more we, again, like the art, the more artwork we put on the walls, the more people are going to see it, the more space we create. Mm-hmm. And that excites me to no end. Again, you know, just how do we create the space for people to enter into gratitude, you know? But pivoting about spaces though, you wrote a book. So let's talk about your book here. I'll make myself a little bigger so I can show your book here. So yeah. I've got Scott's book here, The Grateful Entrepreneur, and it's 40 gratitude strategies to build relationships, grow your business, and make more money. And I have read this whole book and I did enjoy it very much, but I would like Scott, now he could share a little bit about his thoughts in writing this and how this came to be.
Yeah. And I actually have my own copy. I got my own book.
Yeah.
It's always good when you have your own book. You know, I mail some off and give some away. So this is like, sometimes I have like 20 copies sitting around. Sometimes I have one, like I only have one left. So I definitely need to buy more and give some more out. But yeah, so this came about really not intentionally. I didn't start Say It With Gratitude to help businesses. I started it just, as I mentioned, I wanted to be this company that spread gratitude and awareness through handwritten notes. And I wanted more people to share the joy of giving handwritten notes and receiving handwritten notes. As time went on, after I started my business, my Saint with Gratitude business, I noticed that some companies started to buy my card. So instead of, you know, like an individual buying a pack of eight, companies were buying packs of 100 and 200 cards. And that got me thinking, like, one of the ways my business, so I ran a fitness business before my gratitude business. One of the ways my fitness business would stand out is I would write handwritten notes to my clients for you know, signing up for my services or for hitting a milestone or celebrating wins. I'd love to write handwritten notes. And it is a way to make clients and customers feel good. It actually could be used as a marketing tool, right? Because you're cultivating these relationships with your clients and you're standing out apart from other companies that don't do that. And many, or probably most companies, don't write handwritten notes. Right. So I started to see handwritten notes not only as a tool to make somebody feel good and create personal relationships, but also as a tool, a business tool, to retain clients longer and to get more referrals. And so I have a business coach who is really big on, you know, writing books and having his clients write books. And he suggested, why don't you write a book based around how businesses can grow using gratitude? Essentially, when I say using gratitude, I really mean cultivating relationships. So when I send out a thank you card to somebody else, we're coming closer together. A relationship [S2] Right. [S1] Is a closer relationship. If I'm doing a video with you right now, Chris, our relationship is growing because we're connecting more. So essentially, using gratitude is all about deepening connections and cultivating relationships. And so that's what I did. I interviewed some people. I actually put on a virtual summit called the Great. I think the summit was called the Grateful Entrepreneur. And so
I had a sticky on that. I was curious about that, so I'm glad you're talking about it.
Yeah. So I interviewed some people, probably some people that you know, Chris. But like one of the ones that comes to my head was Dr. Paul White, who wrote The Five Languages of Appreciation in the Workplace. So I got his perspective on what it means to appreciate your team. And so I interviewed all types of entrepreneurs and business owners who are already using gratitude in their business in one way or the other. And they probably aren't even calling it gratitude, but they're running a business based on relationships versus a transactional business where you're just concerned about product for money or service for money. You actually care about who's buying your stuff. And you know that that person buying your stuff or the person on your email list has a heart, and they want to be heard and they want to be acknowledged and treated with kindness. Anyway, so I interviewed a collection of people, and along with some of my personal experiences and thoughts, that's how The Grateful Entrepreneur came about. And I wanted to make it pretty much an action-oriented book. So I kept it pretty short and to the point of like, hey, here's 40 tips on how you can use gratitude or how you can build relationships and how that will actually help your business grow.
Thanks for sharing that. I want to step back for a second. The summit that you put together, give me a little more details about how you went about that. Were these interviews back to back to back? Give me a little more about that. I'm curious.
Sure. So I've actually been putting on virtual summits before they exploded, probably. So it was one of my strategies back in the 2005, 2006 to grow my business, to grow my audience of fitness enthusiasts. And so, but the summit that I did for the Grateful Entrepreneur was just, these were all pre-recorded interviews. So they weren't back to back. Okay. I pre-recorded all the interviews.
Right.
And I took I blocked off a week worth of days and I released like four or five interviews each day. So I would get people, hey, sign up for my virtual summit, The Grateful Entrepreneur. We've got these five interviews Monday, these five Tuesday, but they were all pre-recorded. But just really, you know, anybody in that can share experiences about building relationships, you know, they've got a warm heart and a kind message to share.
That's awesome. So just one last question about that. So if they can't, they would just come to your website on that day and then the five different videos would be sitting there for them to watch and they could just choose which one. Is that how that worked?
So no, what I actually did is before any of the interviews were released, I set up a webpage, come sign up for my summit.
Okay.
Because I wanted to build an audience of people interested in growing their business with gratitude. Then on the first day of the summit, Monday, I would email just the people that had signed up for it.
Right.
Say, here's the five interviews for Monday, link one, link two, link three.
Oh, okay.
And I would just share the links of that. Okay. They were just hosted on SoundCloud or a platform like that.
Very cool. I love that, man. Let's talk. Let's see here. So I have a bunch of stickies in here of your book.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking over this morning and
I haven't read my book in a while, Chris. I was like, what are
you? Okay. I like tip 32 is express personal gratitude daily. And I think I really like how you put this in here because I feel like a lot of people leave themselves out when it comes to being grateful. And in my book, my friend Medea wrote a beautiful letter to herself, which reminded me again, I really liked how you just point out, because I feel like people forget themselves when it comes to being grateful for something. And I think they leave themselves out. So would you like to speak a little bit to that?
Yeah, Chris, that's a great one. Because this is something I touch on. I sometimes am invited to give talks, keynote presentations about appreciation in the workplace. And I actually start with this. And I say that gratitude really starts with you and within, because if you want to use gratitude in your business, let's say you want to appreciate your customers, appreciate your clients, and even appreciate your team, which is important. Well, if you're feeling negative personally and you're down and you're sad and depressed and you're pessimistic and you don't feel good internally, how can you be your best self to share it with other people? So my belief is you got to take care of yourself first before you can outwardly use gratitude and share externally to other people. And so, like you said, a lot of people leave themselves out. It's one of the struggles for many people. I don't know if it's most people, but for many people, even as a person in the fitness industry where I would work with a lot of clients who would put themselves last on the priority list. Like, hey, I want to be healthy, but by the time I, you know, make my kids breakfast, pack my husband's lunch, I work a full-time job, I come home, I help my kid with homework, and then I make dinner, and then I'm too exhausted, so I don't have time to exercise. So many of us put ourselves on the bottom of the priority list, where we need to be put on the top of the priority list and treat ourselves with kindness and gratitude first. That way we can be our best selves to be the best, you know, parent, son, daughter, employee, employer possible. And so I'm a big believer, whatever way feels right to you. And that's another thing I talk about. Gratitude journaling doesn't feel like it doesn't excite some people. So don't do that. That might not be your strategy or your way of showing yourself gratitude, but find something that resonates with you, whether it is writing in a gratitude journal or writing a thank you card, keeping a gratitude jar And you're writing down like little things that you're grateful for throughout your day, and you're putting it in your jar. Then that day, maybe you're not feeling too hot about yourself. Go pull out a few of those things in your gratitude jar and just remind yourself of the good that you have. Pick one gratitude strategy and do it consistently personally to boost. We know the benefits of gratitude. The research has shown it does a lot of things, but let's just say it increases your happiness. And then you can be, you're coming from a stronger position when you do want to express gratitude to other people, or to, you know, whether it's your team, your family, or whoever that is.
Yeah, I love that. You know, and I was talking with author Hector Garcia last night, and I actually asked a question I hadn't asked in a while. So I'm going to ask you real simplistically, if you were to describe gratitude to a 10-year-old, how would you go about doing it?
That is a great question. Because you could probably ask 20 different people to do that, and you might get 20 different responses.
Oh, totally. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on that? Obviously, there's no real right answer.
Yeah. I mean, to a 10-year-old, and to try to maybe keep things as simple as possible, I would just say probably to gratitude is being thankful for what you have in your life, whether it's people, you know, your family, your teachers, your toys, you know, your house, whatever that is to appreciate it and be thankful for what you do have. And I love, real quick aside, one of the questions I do like to ask kids, students in particular, maybe students in a classroom, when I've talked about gratitude, is I ask them to think about a life without teachers. What would life look like without teachers? And once they really think about that, you really think of like, great, we wouldn't have doctors, we wouldn't have nurses, right. We wouldn't have authors, we wouldn't have scientists, because all those professions, they had teachers to learn from. And so I really like that aspect. If you can maybe communicate with a younger person, like a 10-year-old, what would life look like without this, without your mom, without your dad, without your dog, you know, and they can probably start to feel and experience gratitude that way as well.
Yeah, I like that train of thought a lot, because it made me think, like, if you, okay, so say a kid's 10 years old and he loves video games, you could simplistically go, well, somebody taught this person coding and game, you know what I mean? Like there's so many people that had to be taught in this industry to build what you're looking at is a piece of art, collaborative, massive artwork. That people were taught. You didn't just show up and learn how to do this. So it's like, that's a really cool way of letting the simplicity, like, what are you loving around you that, and you're basically tying it back to teachers, to people learning. Yeah. And the flip is that is learning, right? So it's like the teachers, oh, well, we're learning, you know? So there's a lot of gratitude there. I asked that question before and they were like, somebody said, what do you love in your life would be one of the things. Like, what do you know, when you look around a kid, like, what do you love? Like, what makes you happy or what makes you smile? Okay. Those are things you're grateful for. You know, mm-hmm. I had somebody else say, gratitude that they explained to a kid was like, we clean it. When we're done eating, we take care of our mess. We clean up, you know, like just the at the end of it, it's like, it's cleaning up and making it, if you were going to the park, almost like you wouldn't leave your trash there. Like it's part of appreciating the space. And I'll tell you, what's interesting, Hector last night, because he took a couple pauses. And I said, how would you explain it? And he said something really beautiful to me. And he's a guy from Spain who's a real famous author that lives in Tokyo. He wrote a book called Ichigo Ichi. Anyways, awesome book. He said, he basically is like, he's like, gratitude to me is like, I do have a journal. So I do write things that I'm grateful for, but he's like, gratitude to me is when, you know, you think about, there's one thing that's getting you down. Like one thing you're thinking about that's just upsetting you or you're not happy about. And gratitude to me is when I reflect over to the massive amount, the 99 things that are going right in my life. Mm-hmm. So when he said it to me, I was like, whoa, I was like seeing a picture, right? So you've probably seen the picture of the complaint department, like where there's a really long line in the gratitude one. And I was almost, you know, so I was pivoting off that to like seeing like a head, right? Where it's like gratitude, you know, you'd have like one thing wrong, it'd be like wrong, right? Maybe like one. And over here, it'd be like 99 things right. And like the grateful would be when I decide I'm going to look this direction. Like the simplicity of turning my head, you know, like because the realization of there's so much. Obviously, in a moment, really bad things can happen in a moment, like things get to us. But like as soon as we realize we have a lot going, you know, that's one thing, but there's so much, you know, the reflection of time, this looking going, well, you know, there's so much. It's that whole, you know, it's a conceptual idea. If you could get 100 compliments and one negative response, and like that's all you think about, right? Like
our mind is programmed, right, to think of the negative or focus on the negative. And that's another strategy that I use and I teach with not only like health clients, but my gratitude clients is the concept of gratitude journaling in the morning. I love journaling wins in the evening, right? Because we often think like, oh, nothing went right today. You know, today sucked. We'll take out a journal and write, you've got wins. You woke up, you took a breath. That's a miracle. You know, write those things down, big or small. And we each have a lot of wins each day. We just don't focus on those. So yeah, I love the concept of just think about the complaint line and turning to the gratitude line.
Yeah, I just had this image in my head, and it was so he speaks so you can tell when he's speaking like it's he's really thinking, which was great. So it was just like when he said that, it just built this picture, and I think when people, you know, like you said, these little wins. I had my friend Dino on, and his answer to, you know, if you want to. What does gratitude mean to you? Or what is definition of gratitude? He said his definition was Brené Brown's "I am enough," you know, and he said that goes back to your self love, right? Like being grateful for yourself, like I am enough. And I really loved that. But what I was pivoting off mentioning him because he was like, look, he said in the morning, if you just wake up and say today's going to be a great day, you change everything. And then at night you go, why was today? Then you just so you put that out, right? The intention.
Yeah.
And then at night you go, why was today a great day? And as soon as he did, he told me that, I was like, that's great. You know, I actually set my Amazon device when I'd wake up in the morning. That would be one of the prompts. It would literally say that to me. Today is going to be a great day. And then when I went to get diet because I had the prompts too, it'd say, why was today a great day? And that's what that's doing. It's just putting the projection going, today's going to be a great day. And if we look for it, it is going to be a great day. But you know as well as I do, if I wake up and say today is going to be crap, I am so right. I am right 100% of the time. But when we, you know, that idea of just putting it in your mind where you said like in the evening, if you go, what worked today? What was good today? What made me smile today? You're going to find things if you look for them.
Yeah, you definitely will. And I know we touched on it, but self-gratitude is so important too. You know, I've given examples of expressing gratitude to other people or to things, but you've talked about, hey, the self-love, like, and so I'll have people write down, what are the things about yourself that you love? You know, it could be a physical trait, it could be a personality trait. I think we need to do more of that, right? Because we're inherently hard on ourselves,
right?
Negative self-talk. We talk to ourselves more negatively probably than anybody else,
right?
Unfortunately, and we need to treat ourselves and talk to ourselves like we're talking to, you know, maybe somebody that's a child, a small child that's 5 years old, and we want to be kind and gentle and loving. That's how we need to be expressing our words to ourselves as well. So that's really important too.
Yeah, just that whole idea of, you know, the way you talk, would you talk to your friend who you love the way you talk to yourself? You know, like, no, you wouldn't, because you wouldn't be being a good friend. So it's like internalizing when you start to get monkey mind going down about negativity about yourself. If you can remember, again, you know, it's making a list is great because, again, we're just stacking things, right? So it's like in that moment, you're like, you could be like giving yourself crap about your weight, but which is, you know, are you working on towards that? Or you could turn and go, well, I have a lot of other quality. It's like, what's serving you best, right? I guess it's okay to have a negative thought if you're going to do something positive with it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't. A lot of people just go, this is my being now. I'm just, it's raining and I'm just going to stand here in the rain. But if you're standing in the rain, the best thing at that point is like, well, let's start thinking about what is working right now. You know, like, for example, if, you know, like I said, I think, the small things, you know, being able to, you know, waking up and I've been enjoying just going, I get to see the show today. I woke up today. Life, like you said, life is a gift. You want to break down things to the bare minimum. Life is a gift. A lot of people didn't wake up today that wanted to. There's, you know, it is not just a given that you're going to have another day. But I was even talking to Mark White, who's in London. He has a Grateful Run campaign, Run Grateful. And he said he'd have conversations with people where he'd start like, well, are you grateful for life? And I was like, wow. It's like, he's like, because this is great. He pointed, I was like, this is really great because if they say no, then you can really have a conversation with them. Mm. But if they say yes, then you got your baseline. You know, but it was really powerful because it's like, if somebody honestly, you go, no, I'm not grateful for life. Then the conversation changes and you can go, well, why do you feel that way? You can have like a real heart to heart with somebody. And I thought it was just a really beautiful, again, back to like you and I are obviously saying life's a gift. Thank you. But some people don't feel that way. And if you literally just ask that question, you could cut all the fat.
Yep.
I mean, I haven't been in that position, but he just was talking about, he talks to different people about this. And I thought it was really beautiful. Very being present for somebody enough to ask that question was a really beautiful thing.
Yeah. And you talked about complaining, but you could also, like you mentioned, like, all right, I might have a negative thought, but how can I turn it into a positive? And there's that book, I don't know if you've read it, A Complaint-Free World, which challenges you to go complaint-free for, it's either 21 straight days or 30. I can't remember. Will Bowen.
Right.
I think it was Tim Ferriss who I read. He made a blog post about it, and he kind of amended some of the rules because if you complain within within that time frame, you got to start over to day one. So
right.
It takes some people like 90 days to do 21 days of complaint-free days in a row. But Tim Ferriss, I think it was, he was writing an article about it, and he said he amended the rules like he allowed himself to complain if he followed it by what he was going to do positively about it. So he complained about the weather. It's okay as long as he turned it into a positive, like, that's a crappy rainy day, but I'm going to go outside and run around in the puddles like I was a kid and laugh and have a good time. So, there are negative things in your life. I don't think you or I are saying
right.
It's a matter of how we word things and how we can turn some things into positives.
Right. Yeah. I didn't read that article you're talking about. I really love that. Because obviously your mind's going to go places, but if you can attach, I'm turning this into, you know, you realize the negativity is there and then you immediately go into the spin, then that's massive.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we only have a couple minutes left. I was looking at the time. So I did want to talk more about your 747 experience real fast here. I just want to curious who came to your mind when they asked the gratitude question?
Yeah. So the gratitude question was, like we mentioned, who in your life means a lot to you that you haven't expressed enough gratitude towards. So I came up, I thought of several people that I could have come up with, family members,
right.
Coaches. I came up with my friend, Lori. She's my best friend. And she's just, you know, so I moved to Knoxville, Tennessee fairly recently from Colorado. She's still back in Colorado, but just thinking back, she's always kind of been there for me to support me through down times, through good times. Is giving me meaningful gifts. Is there if I'm crying? Is there if I have got a business idea and I need to bounce something off of her? Is there to try to make my birthday meaningful? Just somebody that's always there. And with a friend like that, who is always there, sometimes you don't think about what it would look like if they weren't there. And, or you kind of feel like you've taken them for granted. But I thought, I've got this person to fall back on. And that's not a good, it's probably not a good way to live. And so she came to my mind, and we talk often. So I told her about the experience. I told her she was a lucky one that I picked, and told her how much she meant to me. And I don't always do that. And I'll probably, you know, put it down into a letter as well. But really powerful experience to hear other people. You know, we went in breakout rooms for Zoom with two other people. And then we went back into the main room and a few people shared just incredible stories that people shared. You know, one person shared that their father had recently passed away and he wasn't close to his sister until his father was near the end of his life. Then he and his sister, as they helped navigate their father through his transition, they became closer, but he hadn't expressed it to his sister. So just, I mean, beautiful experience. So thank you for allowing me to share that because I didn't know that that experience existed. So appreciate the introduction to Chris.
Oh, you're welcome. I had a very, I know you got to go, but I had a very similar thing where I had an experience and I was like, and that made me go, wow, this really works. Mm-hmm. You can do this. And it was really powerful. So I'm so grateful that you got to have that experience and you got to share it with me. So it's like, I'm getting all of it now.
Yeah. You get to feel a little bit of what I felt and I hope to do that experience again for sure.
Yeah. It's excellent. Well, I know you got to get going. Where can people find you? Where's the best place to reach you, Scott?
Yeah. So I would say website, sayitwithgratitude.com. So sayitwithgratitude.com. And then if you want to connect with me on social media, I'm most active on Facebook. So I'm just at Scott Colby on Facebook.
Awesome, Scott. Well, I really appreciate this morning gratitude meeting. And it's great getting to know you a little bit more, getting to chit chat and sharing some stories and ideas. And thank you again for sharing that experience with the 747 Club. I really, really loved hearing that. So I loved hearing about your friends. So that was beautiful. So I'm Chris with Scott and just reminding you guys to have a grateful day and we are out.